Okay, I want to, before I start the single letter quick nav, for the web, I want to go over a few things that got left out, and that's not a good thing. So, you learned the selecting. So now Command C is to copy, Command X is to cut, and Command V is to paste. There is also a way to go to the Edit menu using your rotor, and then you can use the up and down actions to choose what you would like to do when you get to the edit. You have to turn to the edit mode first, and it will just say edit, and then you can use your up and down from there. I don't want to take up too much time. I want to get the rest of this done because I've got about, I don't have a whole lot left. But I have more than I want left. I'll just put it that way. Oh, yeah, about a page. Yeah. I don't know. It looks kind of weird. But, okay, we'll move on. All right. Single quick nav keys I'm going to put in here for the web. When you view a web page with quick nav enabled, you can use the following keys on the keyboard to navigate the page quickly. So typing the key moves to the next item of the indicated type. Oh, weird. That doesn't make sense. Hold the shift key. Oh, okay. So hold the shift key as you type the letter to move backwards. So, okay. With all that gibberish in mind, you want to hit your keys to go forward like, H for heading, for example. And then if you went too far, you can just use the shift H key, the shift key along with the H, and go back headings. That made about as much sense, but I'm glad I had some experience with the keyboards here. So H is for heading, L is for list. And remember, you can shift these and go back to the previous one. R is text field, and it works. You can shift that and go back to the previous one. And you just have to play with it, and you'll be able to know how to do it. B is button. C is form control. I is image. T is table. We just got a few of these left. Probably about half page, a little less. Okay, so S is static text. Don't ask me what static text is, but you are more than welcome to tell me what static text is. I'd like to know. W is area landmark. X is list. M is element of the same type. One level of heading, so you can go, so heading one would be one, and 2, 3, 4, 5, on down to 6. So if you hit each of those numbers, then you'll get, like, 1 is heading level 1, and so forth. 2 is heading level 2, is pretty self-explanatory. 3 is heading level 3. So if you're going down through the internet and you realize you're doing a book search on Bard, you can, and for example, if their books are all on heading 3 or heading 4, you can just keep hitting 4, 4, 4, 4 to see just the titles of the book. And then whatever interests you, you can go down arrow and or right arrow and take a look. Probably right arrow is more of what you would want to do. And this was found at http://apple.com. Yeah, http://help.apple.com. There's a whole slew of other letters and dashes and blah that takes about 2 more lines. Just go there and probably look up key commands if you have any questions. I'm sure you can find some stuff on AppleViz and stuff like that, but this left out all the copy, cut, and paste commands, because, I mean, after you select it, you got to do something. And if you can either cut it or use the backspace key and delete it all. Just so you know, on most of these iOS keyboards, you cannot delete forward. And I'll probably have to figure out a way to do cursor placement. If you want to correct something, basically, or if you want to write more, you must have your cursor to the right of the letter or space or character. Otherwise, you will wind up in some trouble. You may have to do more editing. So, always stay to the right of the letter that you want to correct, or, you know, stay to the right of the word that you want to change. I think that's about it. So, basically, we talked about the voiceover commands, we talked about editing text, and we talked about, I added in there that the copy, cut, and paste are all done with the command key. C is copy, V is paste, and X is cut. So, all right, there's your techie lesson for today. So enjoy these, and everybody get to have a good day.